We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, more Gresh and Fauria on WEEI.
Who would have thought that NSYNC would work for the draft? What? You know the name of this song? It's going to be me.
Bye, bye, bye. Is that it?
Is it? Is this it?
I have no idea. It sounds.
It is bye, bye, bye. It is bye, bye, bye. But in this. But no listen, song. Here.
Okay.
No, this isn't?
No.
How about somebody effing jump in?
Nobody
it's
going to
be
May.
You had it right the first time when you said it's going to be me.
That's what I thought.
What was it?
It's going to be May. It's going to be me. The name of the song is It's Going to Be Me.
Listen, just whenever you feel like you're going to lose your, you know what, think about the chicken. Think about the chicken. I've never seen Gresh more happy in his life than that waiter brought out that whole fried chicken. It was nothing but a carbo load last night. One big giant carbo load. Nothing but fried food.
Oh, man.
It was like we were like at a really high exclusive, members only, fair.
I'm not
and
a
only
good...
the good fried food came
it's
out.
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
And I'm not a good sleeper anyway, but like I'm normally 5, 5.5, maybe 6 a night kind of, like probably 6. But man, I don't know. My sleep's thrown off and I'm just.
Was it the chicken?
No, it wasn't the chicken. It was, I think
oh,
it's
you
more
missed your
the
wife.
Sleep
You
thing.
Missed your mic. See, here's the thing. Gresh
feel
is
like
a big
chicken
soft.
Tonight?
Gresh is a big softie. He doesn't want to admit that he can't sleep without his
yeah,
wife.
Yeah, I don't sleep well if I'm if she's
he
not
likes
with.
To snuggle up and spoon.
No, it's not. No,
you're,
oh my
are you
god,
a big spooner?
Are you kidding me? She, what are you talking about? I'm like a furnace for God's sakes. There ain't none of that going on. I feel like tonight's going to be such a letdown.
No, if you mean letdown, they take Drake May with the number 3 pick. Then you'll be let down.
Yep.
You'll be let down.
Yep.
Personally, I've been listening to Scott Pioli, understanding, what's at stake, what they're trying to do. They've already sent out the message, and I think it's a real message. In the most fumbled way possible, is here's what the package is. Here's what we're looking for. Just make us an offer. Just make me an offer.
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm gonna go back to something I said to you earlier. If there isn't a big difference between Drake May and J.J. McCarthy, are the Minnesota Vikings willing to give up 3 first-round picks and a sweetener to pick a guy, 7 spots earlier? Hold on a minute. 8 spots earlier, and there isn't a big difference between the two guys. Like, what am I – this – oh, God. This
Let's
feels
–
no. You know what it is? This feels like just such – verbal nothing. Everything from Mayo, everything from Elliot Wolf. Ooh, by the way, they got to do things differently. They did their little interviews with everybody. Pioli mentioned Bill didn't do anything. I'm hoping the fans can wrap themselves into the warm blanket of, oh, we have people who talk to us now. So this is going to make me feel better in the draft. When Pioli said something that really stuck with me, the whole you're overdrafting for need, I keep coming back to that. I know it's the biggest need on the football team. But, man, oh, man, it feels like they went into this with just blinders on, and there we go. And they're praying to God somebody gets horny enough for Drake May that they're going to get bailed out.
Okay,
because
so
– but do you think they have to draft somebody who's a quarterback at three?
They don't want to pick a quarterback at three. They don't think the quarterbacks that are available are number three pick in the draft worthy.
Then why are they going
to? The overdrafting of quarterbacks, that's what I was trying to ask him, is gotten out of control. It's amazing. They just look at the last couple drafts.
Well, look at J.J. McCarthy.
Look at Zach Wilson.
Yeah, there
look
you go.
Look at Mac Jones.
Yes.
Look at Trey Lance. Holy cow. The 49ers couldn't convince themselves enough that he was the future of their team because they were so desperate. So it just happened. So I'm going to do this real quick because I know we have a short show. I want to make sure we get this in because I've never heard – and this is just get used to it, right? The first year Bill's gone, we're going to be constantly referencing things that have never happened before. Cameron Wolf is a reporter for the NFL Network.
Yes.
And when I saw this, I was like, what? He actually had a sat down in Gerard Mayo's office and spoke to him because it seems like there was needed to be more explanation of what a bag means.
Oh, I thought it was just the $8 biggie bag got the extra nuggets and the bigger sandwich.
No, and he might as well have just announced the pick right there and then on camera, but he didn't. Here's what Cameron Wolf said his conversation with Gerard Mayo was.
If the draft was starting today, they would stay at three and make a pick, but the draft still has 24 hours of that chaos we love, and Gerard Mayo told me in his office today, a sign of the change of times with the Patriots, that if that offer comes when they are on the clock, then they would have to heavily consider it. And he refers to that offer as a bag. He said it's not just going to be a pick in the teens and a pick next year. He said it's going to have to be something that is franchise changing because he knows they have to get this draft right, particularly at quarterback. And Mayo also told me they have narrowed down their list from their top pick to about six prospects they would love to choose from, but all eyes are on quarterback. And I want to focus on North Carolina's Drake May for a moment because Mayo really raved about him when we talked today. He talked about how smart he is, how competitive he is. Ooh. He really described his family. He said it's in his blood. He comes from a group of champions, a group of winners. And the last thing he said was the upside, which some people have as the first thing. And he said he's the type of guy who could be a franchise cornerstone. He's a guy who's drawn comparisons to Justin Herbert and Josh Allen. Maybe he's the quarterback. Maybe it's Michigan's J.J. McCarthy, or maybe that bag offer does come and make them decide to move over those picks. One thing to note, they did sign Jacoby Brissett in free agency.
That's enough. Oh, my God. It's rambling.
There's one part of that that I'm trying to, like, keep it.
What?
Trying to hold it together.
Which part would that be?
Oh, well, it's a new day now because of Mayo. So if the call comes in, whenever they're on the clock, they're going to answer now. Because I'm going to assume that for 23 years, Bill Belichick didn't pick up a phone.
Don't you touch that phone.
The stuff that – again, but again, even within the propaganda, send us a bag, Guess what's in there? Zinger. Here's how we're different. Zinger. Here goes Elliot Wolf talking to the media.
The fact that – that was Cameron Wolf saying that they were different.
Well,
it wasn't Gerard Mayo saying that.
Mayo said we're different. If you go back and listen to that again, he positioned it as Mayo said to me, things are different, and if the call comes in, then we're going to react. Like, that's the part that gets me.
Okay.
What are we – like, seriously, what are we doing, reinventing the freaking wheel here? I get it. Bill was a dick. Guess what? We knew that. He was a big meanie. Oh, my God, he didn't smile at people. But again, it's like, well, we're going to reinvent the draft. We got to get this right. We got to get that right. I mean, it's as if you took people who had 2 years of experience and then you put them into these roles to talk about all this stuff.
What team is Gerard Mayo talking to?
Like Minnesota.
Okay, there's absolutely. Hey, we love him. It's almost like he's describing, he's like literally putting it on a tee. Hey, this is how great this guy is. He's a franchise this. He's a cornerstone that. He comes from a long family of like athletes. He's a winner. You know, he's a phenom. Holy cow. He's a freaking phenom. And I use the word phenom because what's his face? Orlovsky was on ESPN.
Oh,
and
we
called
heard
him
yep.
a phenom.
Phenom.
I was like, wait, what? There's not
phenom.
No, this is my point about
right.
overdrafting.
Propaganda.
Suddenly, Drake May, good ball player. Listen, a lot of work to do with him. Not saying he's going to be a bust, but and there's a foundation there that you can absolutely build on. Yes, there's not a phenom about him. Nothing there's phenomenal about him.
If he were a phenom, he would be the number one.
He'd be number
pick.
One. He'd be number one.
Oh.
So, like, listen, so I'm fine with it. So then, hold on, I'm not done. Nick, okay, now let's go to Adam Schefter, Gresh, okay? I'm going to see if you can make it through the end of the show without losing your mind. Schefter, zero chance. I think he can do it because I have some chicken left from last night. I'm going to, like
– No, I can't eat. I'm full.
Okay, so Adam Schefter was with Rich Eisen. He's on the set with Rich Eisen. His phone starts ringing, and then here's what happens.
But okay. The whole thing is, right now, to me – what's going to happen at 3? I think New England will wind up staying, but they've gotten calls from the Vikings,
mm-hmm.
and they've gotten calls from the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when we get on the clock
mm-hmm.
and New England's there and the Giants or the Vikings say, we've got 10 minutes
mm-hmm.
to go get the quarterback we want? I want to see what happens when New England comes on the clock.
Right.
And I want to see the phones in the room. I want to see who's calling in and what's going to happen. Who's going to step up? Minnesota, in my mind, is more desperate to get up there. But the Giants are within striking range of getting up there. So what, in the end, is more
Mother.
Valuable?
Oh,
the more
God.
Desperate team with more ammunition or the team that's at 6 to where the Patriots could go from 3 to 6 and still get the quarterback that they want?
For J.J. McCarthy, you think?
Or maybe J.J. McCarthy goes 3.
Okay.
Or maybe J.J. McCarthy goes 3.
Okay.
Or maybe.
So,
Here's
how it works. Okay. Here's how it works. The draft starts at 8.
And maybe my grandma will rise from the dead today.
Each team gets 10 minutes. So this is Mike Reese put this together. So the Patriots will probably pick at 8:20, 8:30 range. Now, 10 minutes is a long time.
Yes.
Because in the second round, it's not as much. And then each round, you get less time to make the pick. But there, it's obvious to me that there are a couple teams obviously poking around. But a lot of teams are poking around. Aren't you just trying to call and find out, like,
that's
you know,
your
what
job.
Your job, yes.
What's it going to cost to get to 3, 6, 9, whatever.
And now, of course, the Patriots are going to say a biggie bag. And just so you know what a biggie bag is, Mr. Minnesota Vikings guy, this is what I think a biggie bag is. Because what I'm giving you is a cornerstone player. What I'm giving you and providing you is the future of your franchise. I need the future of my franchise, but I'm willing to give up this specimen, this phenomenal athlete that only comes around once in a lifetime to you. But it is going to come at a cost, right? Because this is how he's negotiating, right? This is – you're propping up your asset. You're trying to make it seem more valuable than it is when it's really a penny stock. It's not a blue chip. He's a good player, but he is absolutely being overdrafted because of the need for the quarterback position is so high.
So in 2016, okay – it cost 10. Let me see. The Rams made that deal with the Titans where they moved from 15 to 1, and they literally had to give up. It was a first rounder, 2 second rounders, a third rounder, a first rounder in 2017, and a third rounder in 2017. Let's just say it cost the Minnesota Vikings 2 first-round picks because you're going to swap. You're swapping 3 to 11, and then you're paying the freight on the next 2. That's the currency to be able to swap. Is J.J. McCarthy or Drake May worth 3, a swap? Let's just say, are one of those guys worth an extra 2 first-round picks because they're so good? The answer is clearly no.
I know, but
hoping that Minnesota has a guy in there who will be like, I coached him, I love him, blah, blah, blah. That guy's not the head coach, by the way. It's not Kevin O'Connell who would be doing this. It'd be Josh McCown who's doing this.
I would add to that, look what San Francisco did with Trey Lance, who I think was a bigger risk.
No question.
He was a bigger risk. He didn't even play in college. I mean, he did, but he just said he stopped playing. and he played at a lower-level FCS school. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? At the court, it's not Steve McNair.
Nope.
It's not,
it's not Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz played North Dakota State.
Who played at Delaware? I forgot the Delaware.
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco. I mean, those – so it's just so – it's unbelievable. But they will do it. Now, and I would say that, you know, John Lynch and, you know, Shanahan, they're pretty, you know, put together. They're not, like, crazy. They're not irrational. I think they make, you know, good, smart, sound business decisions. And they took such a massive leap with Trey Lance. And they got so freaking lucky that they still had a quarterback that was Mr. Irrelevant, even though they had other ones on their roster.
They had a great team.
Okay. They had a great team. They had a great system. They had a great offensive flow. So they saved them. Right? So,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think a trade is coming either.
I don't think it's
going to happen. And we'll see where it lands. Your thoughts, 617-779-7937. We got folks in the Twitch chat that are reacting. Dill Pickleson, 66, we aren't getting May. The draft tends trends back towards where it started, which was May 2nd, plus the Daniels reports with Washington. Interesting. We're going to join up with our friends down in Washington here coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Remember, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
8 hours and 34 minutes until the NFL draft. And what we're about to kind of get into is we're going to try to find out what's going on in Washington as well, because right beside us was Finley and B-Mitch. B-Mitch and Finley, Brian Mitchell, who, you know,
used to be kind of good at returning and running with the football, which, by the way, doesn't happen anymore.
They're scared.
You know, if you were in the lead today, Brian Mitchell with those former Washington Redskins, you would be you'd have to play slot receiver.
I'll do that.
You'd be a third down back.
I'll do that.
Balls.
Yeah, I did all that.
Fine. Yeah.
You know, quarterback, whatever. Yeah. Nothing make me a difference.
Well, they're trying to get returns back in the game a little bit with these kickoff rules, right?
Semi.
Like there's hope. Anyway.
Well, they do it. You know, I watched the XFL, and that's what they were doing, now the UFL. That's the same thing they did there. And the guy that can get up to speed quickly is going to benefit him. And the guys that are very elusive running down the field, they're going to benefit them as well. So it's going to be some guys that they have back there returning now won't be able to do it.
It's interesting. Even Bill Belichick, who, you know, now for some fans, it's a bad word to say Bill Belichick now because he's a big meanie. But even him with McAfee, he gave like a 5-minute breakdown on, well, here's how all the body types are going to change up front. It's going to be less receivers and more blah, blah, blah. So, like, for the football people, clearly they can, like, flip the switch like that and try to figure this all out.
It is, and I think what you're looking at this point is more or less going to be like more of an offensive play now. You know, the kick return at the point, you had so much distance in between you.
Yeah.
Now with everybody lined up just a certain distance apart, it's more like the old Washington running play, the power and things like that. So you may see some coaches are going to be innovative. The innovative special teams coaches are going to have success. The ones that have been lazy, they're going to still not have success.
Interesting. Hey, so when Joe Gibbs left the first time, was his reputation ruined like Bill's was?
No. When he left, the thing about Joe,
they loved him so much they brought him back.
Joe was the nicest guy, and you know he'll let us know some things when it was bad. But to the public, he was always that grandfather type, you know, the nurturing guy who always was very positive, religious, and things like that. So no one had a bad thing to say about Coach. But, you know, Bill can step on some toes.
Well, of course. And you know what?
But he was successful, though.
Well, and that's the thing, B. Mitch. And Brian Mitchell is with us. And we are hopefully going to connect with B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan down in D.C. But I get it that you and Christian, you're old school guys. You know what I mean? Like, you can – is there something to, in your opinion, the – modern athlete, quote unquote, and do you have to powder their bum and hug them? Or in the sport of football, can you still be direct and maybe step on some toes as long as you're successful?
You can be, but you have to be consistent. I think the problem with kids today, they all are entitled. Mm-hmm. And it's not just football players or things like that. It's
right.
Everybody out there, even society, you know, adults working in buildings. Oh, I don't want to go into the building. I don't want to go to work. You can't tell me to do that. You know, everybody is doing it now. But if I have a certain standard and I stick to it, you have to deal with it.
There we go. I think the simulcast is happening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, we got it going.
We actually made this work.
B. Mitch and Finley.
This is amazing.
And we have Doc Walker also.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Doc Walker. I haven't talked to Doc in forever, man. Wow.
What up?
How
Papa,
we doing,
Papa Doc?
Doc?
Hey, since we're in
good,
Detroit?
Baby. Papa Doc? I like it.
Can you rap, Papa Doc?
Where is everybody right now? Doc and I are at a remote at D-City Smokehouse, Florida Avenue, Northwest D.C.
We're right here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
We're basically at
We're right next to each other. I just slid over to their table.
Yeah, I would say we're basically, JP, we're at the Odyssey Super Bowl Center.
There you go.
The folks at 97.1
Odyssey
Detroit,
Sports.
Odyssey Sports, they've done a great job of setting everybody up. We're in a room, and by the way, the green room setup, B. Mitch is pretty good, right? They got
drinks. Yeah, I've already been into the Nuggets.
There we go, baby.
Love it.
So can I just ask you guys if I can start this? You all are going to make the pick for the New England Patriots. I just want you to know.
Yeah. Did you know that, by the way?
Did you know that? So
I kind of felt that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But the thing about it, though, which quarterback are you all leaning to? Because I'm hearing all kinds of stuff.
Whoever Washington doesn't take.
Exactly.
But I don't know. So let's say Washington takes Daniels. Are you taking May or are you taking J.J.?
Taking J.J. third. I think it's Drake May. They've been begging for someone to come up and give them. You might have heard us at B. Mitch. We've been joking.
Why wouldn't
about
they go with J.J.? It's another the second coming of Tom.
Well, B. Mitch, they want a bag. Here's what they really want. What Elliot Wolf wants is for some hayseed to over-evaluate Drake May compared to J.J. McCarthy and go, we'll give you 3 first-round picks even though we shouldn't. That's really what they're hoping for, is that there's someone else that is more needy than them at quarterback.
Okay.
I like the voice for the hayseed there. That was pretty strong.
Well, you know, JP, I'm a Yinzer. I spent the first 15 years of my life in Western Pennsylvania, also known as Western Pennsylvania, so I got that down. Basically, it's just me doing an imitation of my grandfather.
Brian and I believe the Commanders are going to take Jaden Daniels. We don't know, but we think it's Jaden. Yep. Doc thinks that the Commanders are going to take Drake May.
No. Your OC, the Washington Commanders OC, is now Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. You could not tailor make a quarterback for Cliff Kingsbury more than you could Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
It fits his offense. Even when he was at Texas Tech, as soon as I saw that Cliff was the OC, I was like, well, there goes Jaden Daniels. Because I believe the Patriots value Jaden Daniels much more than Drake May. But and they've been trying to do everything to find a way to convince themselves that that can happen. It isn't.
Nope.
Cliff Kingsbury wants Drake, well, wants see, a Jaden Daniels.
And the it's been thrown out there that Drake May ran that offense. But when I look at Kyler Murray and I look at the two quarterbacks, the closest to Kyler Murray is Jaden Daniels. He's just 7-8 inches taller.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see Drake May being that type of quarterback.
Hey, Doc, I'm curious. Why May? And do you like him or do you just think Washington is going to go with him at number two?
I just think the okey-doke, it's too good to be true. I like the kid out of Baton Rouge like everybody else. But it's just too good to be true. So, on the contrary, because of this offense and because of who they've hired, I go, when has it ever worked out like you wanted to? Hardly ever. So, we'll see.
Doc is still, you know,
he's had feel like suffered he's dealing from PTSD. Yeah.
From the previous time.
Well, and that's true. And what's interesting is Fourier
was there with him.
Well, Fourier has a strong opinion on Cliff Kingsbury because he played with him.
Like when they brought Cliff in, he broke all these records at Texas Tech, and he wasn't even actually playing. They stuck him in this room as a rookie, and he was breaking down film. I don't think he was supposed to be. And then he would roll out in his sweatsuit, and then when practice would start, and the little guy that would make sure nobody was practicing that should, he took off his sweats, and he started practicing. Okay? And now you can't do it anymore. So this is – you were not supposed to do that. Okay? And next I was like, why? Why are you in sweats? And why do you have your pads underneath your sweats? And where are your shoulder pads? Oh, I'm hiding them behind the tower.
Oh, I've been through some days like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So I just feel like – listen, I would say, Doc, I rest assured. Like, I just saw this tweet from Mel Kiper, and take it for what it's worth. Pretty much, hey, listen, it's going to be pretty boring at the top of the draft. It's Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2, Drake May 3.
Well, you know, I hope it works exactly like that, and they can go with, like, 5 minutes, because when Washington is on the clock, I start another show. When they're off of it and make their decision, I only have to do a few more minutes after. I can be free early.
You can be done early.
Yeah. I can be at the bar quicker.
Yeah. Well, let us know which one you're going to.
Yeah, but B, they might trade back into the first, dude.
Yeah.
That's the trouble for going to the bar early.
I can handle myself.
There was a draft a few years ago where they traded back to get Montez Sweat, and a lot of people had to react when that trade came down.
True. Yeah, and it caught me, and I was feeling good, and I sobered up real quick.
And what's it like, just so us Patriot fans, Patriots fans, and maybe, you know, Commander fans out there, you guys have been suffering, you know, for such a long period of time. What's it like to draft every year, like, in the top 10? Like, what's
we
it
weren't
like?
In the top 10 every year. We always get, like, after
they
the top
like,
10. You know,
like
we never
13,
were able to get in the top
15,
10.
17.
Yeah, yeah, we're in the middle of it where all of the great guys are gone. Already.
Oh, so, but just not quite horrible, but just good enough to suck where you don't make
you
the
playoffs. You know what it's like with y'all about the experience for the next 5 years?
That's my point.
Years.
That is my point.
See, they were over here talking, Jay.
No.
They're looking forward to what we've been dealing with for 20-something years.
Yeah.
They're about to experience this.
Yeah, we're virgins at this. No question.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. I was looking for some advice from the old vet. You know, like, hey, how'd you do it, you grizzled old vet?
Well, NB. They did just draft second overall 5 years ago, like this, or 4 years ago. I mean, they just took Chase Young second overall.
It was.
I mean, they just drafted a quarterback. When was Haskins drafted? That was 19.
RG3
was only 12 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what happens?
We are kind of used to this.
We know. I can tell you this. You can expect, based off of our drafting high in the top five, the first year is going to be great.
No.
And the rest, don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, wait, why would the first year be great?
Because both of those guys, they won Rookie of the Year.
Hope. Oh, that's true.
And then after that, I don't know what the hell happens.
So what happened to those guys?
I think with Robert, I think it was too much of he was given too much too soon.
He got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt, but still.
Good call.
Well, you can get hurt, but people have come back from injuries over and over again. But I think he was given too much too soon. He was given too much at a point when he was – not mature enough to handle it. And I think that kind of affected him some. With Chase, I think Chase's mindset was a little bit more off the field instead of being on the field.
You're listening to the WEEI 106.7 The Fan simulcast of B. Mitch and Finley with Doc Walker, with Gresh and Fourier. And guys in Washington, I want to ask you, I have a theory that I think has held true for many, many years, and that is dopey new owner syndrome. They can't help themselves, okay? Now, in New England, they aren't dopey owners, but this is the first time that, as Fourier said, whenever Mayo got named head coach, ding dong, the witch is dead. Oh, my God, we can come out now.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of that maybe going on in New England. Do you guys in Washington have any fear of that whatsoever, that, ooh, it's a first-time owner and he can't wait to ride the roller coaster?
No, I think he has enough experience with his other Josh has experience there. And I also think they got a guy who's a professional player on top of it, has been an owner of other places that could kind of keep things a little even keel. Listen, they're changing up things. They're Magic Johnson, but they're bringing things up to now the way things are supposed
to be. Like they're getting
to par. Washington was behind.
Yeah.
By far.
Well, and now they're bringing one of those guys who would be like, hey, maybe you should take a quarterback.
Now, I don't think Josh is going to be involved like that, but I think he hired the right guy.
He's going to be in Ashburn for the next 3 days, and that means, I believe, Sixers-Knicks is tonight, right, in Philly? And he's going to be in Ashburn instead. I think
he should be, because that's most important right now for him.
Sixers-Knicks are tonight, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think with Washington, because Washington's going to make him way more money than the Sixers.
Well, and it's the number two overall pick, and it's your first draft, right?
Like, yeah, you kind of have to be there.
Yeah, you should be.
We got to talk to him at the owners' meetings in Orlando, and he was honest, because at that point we asked, hey, you were in the room for the meetings at the Combine. What was up with that? He's like, man, it's my first time. I want to know how this process works. And pay $6 billion for something? Yeah. I'm not mad about it.
That's what he should have started off with. I pay $6 billion. I get to do what the hell I want to do.
Yeah. He's going any meeting at any time, unannounced, whatever you feel like it.
Right.
And that's kind of what Gresham was talking about with the Crafts. Like, you know, they were basically locked out of big decisions, injury reports, and everything like that. And now they basically have an open door policy.
But it worked for them.
It did.
Nobody's whining, bitching about the outcome and the results.
No, now
it's
we're
about
in
now
the,
what?
Now we're in the hug era of New England. Now we're in the we talk to the media now, and players. And
so Bill had the owner scared to talk to the media.
Thank you, B. Mitch.
Wow.
No, Bill. Oh, yeah.
He's
oh,
a badass.
No. Hey, how about
they
this?
Got their revenge by making a movie.
How about well, this?
Hey, I'm
a 10-part movie.
I respect
movie.
Bill oh, even more God. Now. When you can tell a dude who owns it, do not talk to the damn media. I like that.
Yep. No, and about that movie, Finley, that was
– oh,
that backfired.
Yeah.
That kind of backfired.
Are people up there as mad about it? Because it was such a hack job.
Yes.
I mean, they just went after Bill episode after episode.
Oh, so you recognize that also, right?
Yeah. I talked to Mitch about
going,
it all the time.
After the guy that went to more Super Bowls than some divisions combined, and you're going to try to make it seem like he was bad?
No.
Man,
I'm glad you guys mentioned that, because we're so insulated sometimes, and we don't hear what people talk about outside of that New England region and how they viewed it, because we felt like they created that to, they took all the juicy, stories and say, hey, listen, this will sell to people who aren't football fans, right? Make this guy the bad guy, make this guy the, benevolent, owner who just wants to keep all the peace, and make Brady the, the tortured soul who's just trying to win championships. There's something out of a Shakespearean play.
Nah, man.
It really was.
That dude was an orchestrator, and they won a lot with him. People are not that stupid to believe that crap that they try to put out.
Did you guys was there any a chance that Bill was in the running for that head coaching job with the Commanders?
I think once they hired Adam Peters, he wasn't.
I think Magic wanted to at least discuss Belichick, and I think nationally there's a misperception that this is just kind of a vanity project for Magic. I think Magic's involved. I think Cliff Kingsbury's here because of Magic. I think maybe a guy with Magic's gravitas. You heard along the way here, we heard maybe Jaden Daniels doesn't want to go to the East Coast. He's a California guy. You know who could help ease those concerns is a fellow
Magic
like Magic Johnson.
Johnson,
who does work all over the country but lives in L.A.
Agreed.
But the thing of it, I just think that with Bill comes in, that's a lot of stuff with it. And if
a lot of good stuff.
But also a lot of things that are going to mess up. If you think Adam Peters is the guy, and you hired that guy first to come in and change it, you can't bring Bill Belichick.
Why? What if he says, I don't want to – Andy Reid had power in Philly. He turned it down
Andy
and
Reid,
took less
Andy
power.
Andy Reid's power is not like –
You don't think it's the
Bill
same Bell- thing?
So Bill Belichick walked around like
Belichick
Darth Vader.
Belichick overshadowed everybody.
Like but he literally told Arthur Blank, he's like, I don't want to do it. I can easily see him saying, hey,
everybody's
I'm
–
You know what?
I know, but I don't think they trusted him.
Kraft was also backstabbing him in the process.
Michael Jordan didn't want to shoot – basketballs and go to the hole, but every time he touched one, he went, didn't he?
Well,
Bill Belichick has been doing this all his life. He cannot change.
Nature?
He can't change.
But maybe so, and we'll see. You think he coaches again?
Probably so.
I don't know.
Somebody is going to go with it, and then people don't believe that his style works anymore. I think that's total BS.
I agree.
Because if you're consistent from day one being that way, everybody falls in line. But if you try to play the game as most coaches do today, want to be rough one day, oh, very nice the next day, rough the next. No, Bill's going to be the same way the whole time.
It's
and guys will fall in line.
It's too confusing.
And if he's successful, people going to – they already know his history. If he comes in and he's successful, everybody's going to fall in line.
So, JP, are you ready for this next year after I'll say maybe like a 10-win season in Dallas we get – hey! I went out and got me Grace head coach of all time because we got fine way to beat everybody in our division. There we go. Here you go. Here's Bill Belichick. Are you ready for Bill Belichick?
Yeah, and he'll hate Cowboys? Bill in the end just like he hates Jimmy who won him 3 Super Bowls.
I would think so. But if he won him one, at least Jarrah can go to the, you know, Hall of Fame in the sky.
There could be a mutually parting of the ways for that team as well.
Hall of Fame in the sky. I love it. It'll be very interesting what happens with Belichick and I think he's got to try to break the record, right? I think he certainly wants to try to pull that off.
Absolutely.
But I think Washington wasn't a fit. Does he want to rebuild a team? He wants to go somewhere where you're winning.
I think he loves the rebuild. I do. I think there's a part of him that he's such a football hardo.
But he's shown a little bit where he don't know how to rebuild.
What's that?
No, he doesn't.
He's shown where he doesn't know how to rebuild.
Wait, that's not what he wants. He wants a talented team that is underachieving. That's what he wants.
Fair.
So he comes in there, he whips them into shape, right? And then they win because they're talented, but they just have no direction.
Yeah.
You know, they have a coach that is inconsistent or just stupid, which I think is fair to say for some coaches.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just dumb.
It's amazing to think a great coach.
You play long enough, you'll run into some dumb coaches.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say.
Would you say there's more? Yeah, more dumb. Thank you. I say this all the time. You run more dumb than good.
The players make them look smart.
Yeah.
Hey, JP, you know what? Someday what we'll do is we'll put the three football guys together. And
just
then have them tell stories, and then you and I will go play nine holes or something like that.
I love
and we can get the assorted tales of stupid coaches.
It'll take them longer to play nine holes than it'll take us to figure something out. I promise you that.
Oh, listen, you all, JP, Mitch, I worked with you before. I know you got it, baby. All that stuff, and Doc, too. Guys, this was a blast. And
I'm amazed we pulled it off, quite frankly.
Well,
this is wild. There's a lot going on here.
Hey, man, listen, you got to give more credit to y'all's producer.
I am.
And ours. You know?
I am. He was sweating bullets
back there. We messed with him, but guess what? They got it together.
Our guy Billy Lanny, he sounds very
Billy Landy is your
Billy
guy.
Lanny.
Okay, our guy is Landy.
We call him
Landfield.
Professor Landini.
If Professor Landini sounds like Billy Lanny, who will tell you, the Patriots are going to take this guy, he's going to suck. Yeah, he's got that going.
That's
or whatever.
Basically how
no,
he
I'm,
is.
I'm not saying that that's what Billy would say, but it's the way Billy would say it, and that's part of the reason why we love him. Hey, guys, this has been an absolute blast.
Definitely, man.
JP,
definitely.
we'll give you B. Mitch back after he hits some of the boneless wings again.
Yeah, because they're putting the food out.
He likes those wings, man. Let him go. Hey, we're good.
They haven't brought the beer up yet, though.
No, that's true. Yesterday, the beer was out early. You guys were here. They had it out at 8:30 a.m. in the morning.
And I don't drink, but there was some missing.
Yeah, I heard it's out now.
I don't drink.
I do.
Hey, thanks, guys. We appreciate
you. All
right,
man.
Appreciate you.
All right. And Washington and Boston, we'll be back after this.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Get a chance to update yesterday's lunchtime parlay. We went 2-2 yesterday. Gresham Fourier from Detroit. We will wrap things up by around 12:05 as Arcand has got Red Sox pregame coming up here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Well, we gave Fourier some bad advice. The whole Rafael Devers under 1.5 hits, 1-1, then hits a bomb, went 3-for-4. Jason Tatum did go over 25.5 points. How about Joe Ryan? Now, no one on the planet has been more loyal to Joe Ryan in betting than Billy Lanny. And he left him one out short last night. Son of a buck. And then Jaylen Brown went over 20.5 points. So we are back up on the horse once again for today's Lunchtime Parlay. It is presented by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook of WEEI. I'm going low-hanging fruit. Jokic over 27.5 points tonight. Just feel like he's going to have a big game. The guy always has a big game. But I'm going to go with a points total instead of a triple-double over 27.5. Billy Lanny, good morning.
How are you?
Hey, you. How about Washington giving you guys all the credit for setting all this up and the crossover and the simulcast? Congratulations on a job well done.
Yeah, I'll take it where we can get it. We're back here biting our nails, but we pulled it off.
We did.
I definitely wasn't standing 7 feet away from the board just in case I didn't touch anything.
Seriously,
or something wrong.
As soon as it connected, and the other station was up on the access and it sounded good, he literally put his hands up and stepped away from the board as to not touch
that
anything.
That is fantastic. Yeah, you know, we've had some gremlins. Today.
Yeah, just your regular concerns, worried about a little feedback, but it sounded good on our end, and hopefully it sounded good over the year. So today the Dodgers are in Washington to play the Nationals. Yoshinobu Yamamoto's on the mound, so I'm taking him to throw over 6.5 strikeouts against the Nationals.
All right, so Yamamoto over 6.5 Ks. Chicken Nick.
I'm sapping all the value out of this parlay, by the way, so I'm sorry. But
oh, no, you're not.
It's draft time, and you know what that means. It means Drake May is going to be a Patriot with the third overall pick. So give me Drake May to be the number 3 pick. It is minus 240, so he is the heavy, heavy favorite. But let me see Drake May at number 3.
And finally, we're going to put the juice back in the parlay from pick stealing. I mean, from Christian Fourier.
Pick stealing? Oh, no. This is not pick stealing. Okay, I'm taking Bobby Dalbec over just to hit a home run. Okay, why? I'll tell you why. Because the great Lou Merlone told me so.
There we go.
Lou Merlone has had a vision, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll read his tweet from about an hour ago.
Had a vision.
Draft day. Hopefully, I'm home in time for the Pats pick. But first, one more in Cleveland. Just want to let you know, I'm calling a Dalbec bomb today.
Wow.
It's happening. There it is. Bobby Dalbec hits the home run, gets out of that slump, and we win a lot of money thanks to me.
So, Dalbec on a dinger, plus 600. Drake May, the number 3 pick, minus 240. Yamamoto over 6.5 strikeouts, a plus 105 at the Nationals. And I got Jokic over 27.5 points at minus 115, minus 112 when I looked at him. I think it's moved here recently. But anyway, folks, you're $10.
And our guy, $200 billion.
Pretty damn close. $375.41 is what you will make on your $10 with today's Lunchtime Parlay. And if Bobby Dalbec socks a dinger, then I'm gonna start pick snaking from Lou as well.
Well, it wasn't even a pick snake, was it really? It was like
he put
it
on Twitter, so therefore it made it public. If he texted you and said, "Hey, buddy, I have a hookup for you,"
it seems more like a wish more than like a prediction.
A wish.
Like doesn't it feel like make a wish? It feel like he's sending it out to some sort of corporation. I have a Make-A-Wish Foundation. I'm looking for some takers.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, so $375.41. We'll get that out on social media. Gresh Fourier, W-E-E-I. Gresh and Fourier on Instagram.
And the Fourier?
And what did I say the Fourier?
I kind of like it.
Maybe we should have done that. Oh, you want to be the Fourier?
I want to be the Fourier. Like I'm some weird animal, like lost in the jungle, and you finally see me for the first time. You thought I was extinct. And then they know, like, oh, my God, I see footprints.
There you go. Ooh, it's the Fourier
in
the wild.
Oh, my God. Ooh, take a picture.
Like, coming out of your coming out of the woods out of the back of your house. All right. So we are set with the we're good with the parlay here. And 375.41 is where we've landed on that. So we got a couple of minutes before we hand it off to Red Sox baseball. So I want to ask Billy and Nick, because we've been on the fast track. We haven't had a chance to really interact with them. Guys, do you see it being as straightforward and as what the guys in D.C. said,
boring. I know, Nick, where you're at on the whole Drake May to be the number three pick, but Billy, where do you land on this?
My heart was set on Marvin Harrison, but yeah, I think it's going to be boring and it's going to be Drake May.
I'm with you, Billy. I would, in what would be the upset of all upsets? Like, you want happy non-fried chicken happy me? If I hear with the number three pick, the New England Patriots take Marvin Harrison Jr. First of all, wet my pants because I don't believe it's going
to
happen. But that would make me and a lot of other people happy, I'm sure. But I've given up hope. There's no way Marvin Harrison or even Rome Odunze, fine, neighbors, okay. I'm very much sold on Harrison. But if it were one of those other two in a slide down, okay, fine, I can at least see it. But no, they're going to do – it's the one thing we feared at the very beginning of this. He might not be worthy of the number three pick, but we're going to take him because we feel like we have no other choice. And I flip on ESPN today, and I end up seeing Dan Graziano. And his big lead was – basically, ownership has told them, you got to come away tonight with a quarterback.
Yeah, no, I mean, and why can't they still accomplish that? They didn't say where they had to get a quarterback. They said, we need a quarterback. They don't need Kraft to tell them that they need a quarterback. They know.
Okay, they know, but what it does is it puts implied or direct pressure on them to choose a position, not a player.
Okay, so – the biggest problem with this is that there is a fear instilled in them that if they do expose themselves for moving out of that comfortable, safe number three pick, that they will lose out on the guy that they want, right? Or instead of having three options, they have two. And then next thing you know, they have one. Then they have zero. Then next thing you know, they're drafting Bo Nix. Even though I like Bo Nix, it's like I know that's not the guy that they want. So the question I have is ultimately, okay, when the offer comes in, there is going to be an offer. It's going to be underwhelming, right? It's not going to be
at all what you think.
And then the question I have for Minnesota, the Giants, or any other team that has not been named yet, because I'm sure there is a team that is just hanging out and waiting for the actual real game to start, how close do they have to get to what they really want in order to say yes? Or does it have to be what they want and no exceptions, right? Take it or leave it. Oh, I'm hanging up the phone, right? Because that's bad business.
Well, I would say this. You're at the top of the round. So you have the ability to move within every round if you want to. It's not like you would be giving up to move up. It's you would get something to slide down. And if we believe what a lot of people have been saying, that there's a pretty healthy crop of players, say from, 40 to 90, let's say, that a lot of teams really like or will try to go for value or something, that's where it could get interesting.
See,
for the Patriots.
Yeah,
you slide down in the second round and get yourself an extra fourth, then it gives you currency to move around a little bit if you want to.
Yeah, this is the whole, like, what something is worth and what somebody is willing to pay for it comes into play. It's like the real estate market. Hey, you know what, this house, depending on what time of year, want to buy a house, you may get a great deal or you may get fleeced. Oh.
We still got 2 minutes.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
We may be doing an Instagram Live. I want to mention this. I just got to talk to Ken. So if you go to our WEEI Instagram page, that's where we would be doing it.
I think so.
Okay, just so we know.
And we're going to join the Rich Keefe draft party at various points. Here's our problem in committing to the draft party right now. We're going to do it. Well, we don't know when, and it's just joining them on the phone or something, but we haven't been in the area where we are going to be working
tonight. But we are going to do some reconnaissance right now. We're gonna walk around. We're going to work off that chicken that we ate. I still feel fat as hell based on all that food I ate. I think I technically ate more than you.
I'm sure you
did. Because I ate all the potatoes and the hash browns and the egg, and I ate half the onion rings.
And by the way, it is interesting that on the tweet from Fourier, there were not one but two whole chickens on the table because you and I each got one.
Yeah.
Yet somehow I caught the blowback. old poopy butt Mego on the whole. She's like, oh my God, what did he get, a beer? No, yeah. How about this there?
I don't really like to drink. So,
and my
I don't know if that's
going
to – oh, yeah. Well, they were also $35.
$35. I tell you what.
You set us up for
it. Did you write a review?
Yeah.
No, it was – it's a little – the food was great. The drink sucked. There's my review.
And we'll see if the draft sucks tonight. Red Sox baseball is next. Will Arkin on the pregame. Great job, Nick and Billy and everybody in Twitch. We'll see you tomorrow.
Later.
We got you tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. And by the way, Razor at 11:25, what picks at 11:45,
Lou
at noon.
Come on, Lou.
And then it's
Sweet
pretty
Lou.
Much we're gonna just draft it up there. So, all right,
that's it for us.
We are done. Enjoy Red Sox baseball. We will see you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And hopefully the music doesn't have to play too long.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.